This is Father's Day, and it is a satisfying event for fathers, although an honest man will not let himself use this occasion to get smug. Fathers really are amateurs in most families, always learning what they're supposed to do. Fathers sometimes show flashes of inspiration in their roles, but few of them ever acquire the natural grace, the timing and patience and discretion that seems to come easily to other family members, mothers, for example, and children too, actually. Fathers learn their roles, and their children are their most effective teachers. In turn, fathers try to pass on something of their own, some of which is actually worth knowing. Here's a sample.
My father taught me terrible eating habits, including putting mayonnaise on French fries, mayonnaise on whatever few vegetables we ever had.
We would wash our hair the way he did. When it was time for him to take a bath every night, we would make sure we took ours.
Well, I learned how to do repairs at home. Woodwork, shelving, we fixed the porch in the back.
My father taught me never drink milk when you can drink cream.
He would sit down right before church on Sunday and shine his shoes. And I would sit down and do the same thing.
You know, wanted to learn what he was doing.
My father taught me how to tell time. And in order to learn how to tell time, my father first had to teach me to count by fives. And I remember that, and I can picture the clock. It was blue and red.
He taught me how to play baseball. He used to take us to parks and organize teams and stuff like that.
He taught me how to play basketball.
I learned how to say a blessing in Hebrew over bread. I remember driving. We were driving in a yellow convertible with a black top on it. And here I am, this little kid. I'm looking up at him, and there's the wheel and the windshield. And here he is, you know, bending over the wheel, looking through the windshield. And I'm looking up at him, and he's telling me, and he's saying, like, Robert, repeat these words. Baruch. And I said, Baruch. And I repeated it a couple of times. Ta, ta. I thought he was just making up these words.
I had trouble staying in the lane when I was starting to learn how to drive. And my father realized it's because I was looking at the road directly in front of the car. And he said, pick a point out in the distance and look at that point and you'll stay in the correct lane. And I do that, and now I can stay in lanes, but I still can't merge.
It wasn't a good thing to teach, but he kind of taught me that I could have anything I wanted. Whenever I see something in a store, for instance, and I said, Dad, I want this. And my mom said, no, you can't have it. And I turned around and I said, but Dad, and he got it. So I grew up thinking that you could have whatever you wanted.
I tell you one thing, he always encouraged us to work. He didn't allow no idleness. I always had chores around the house to do, you know, if I didn't have a job after school.
You know, he died young, very young. But, you know, the time he was there, he was a hard worker. You know, he just, you know, showed us the right path.
My father was too busy earning a livelihood to be able to teach me anything.
There's nothing he really taught me, like how to do something, but I just remember him cursing a lot and learning these curse words at a very young age, though I was not allowed to repeat them.
He was a singer. He used to sing at the Elks Club on weekends. And he taught me that you don't really have to have a great voice. What you have to be able to do is to sell a song. That the great singers like Tony Bennett, they don't have good voices, but they know how to sell a song.
Thing I remember most vividly is being taught how to light a match because I had unreasonable dread fear of lighting a match. My father sat me down at the kitchen table one afternoon and through vast quantities of tears repeatedly made me light matches until I was able to do it for myself. And I didn't stop crying till we had gone through about a book and a half.
That's it. That's what my father taught me.
Lessons from Fathers, gathered in New York by producer Ira Glass.
So these are the ropes, the tricks of the trade, the rules of the road.